hello there. You came just in time. This is not the Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Ellen, Jimmy Oprah show. Oh no, you're watching Valuetainment Presents The Right Show. I'm so excited because a lot of new viewers have come in. This show is seen by 100,000 people per week, but with your help, subscribe, like, it will be seen by 1 million one day. All right, we're going to work our way up to that. But today's episode, let's get right into it. A gay Democrat, is that redundant? Is pardoned for his gay sins. We're going to talk about that. 50 Cent goes pro-Trump. Joe Rogan signs a brand new contract, fit for a king. And Candace Owens gives this show a major shout-out. It's all happening right here, right now, on The Right Show. Stick around. So I want to ask you right now, where are you from and what is your favorite doctor to visit? Okay, because we got Kraken right here at Valuetainment Studios. Patrick Bet-David brought in one of the leading chiropractors, and it went a little something like this. You can, if you turn up the volume, you're going to hear the improvements happening in real time.
This man feels like he had some Gorilla Glue in his protein shake this morning.
Oh. Ah. Oh, is Kelly still alive?
Girlfriend.
Oh shit.
Video shot up. And yours truly.
I got here, I was having trouble like even going here. He found the spot. Watch this. Everybody look. I have full range of motion now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
I could not do that when I got here. That guy, right there.
That's what's up, man.
Five, two, three.
All right. That's the kind of fun we had at the, that's the kind of fun we had at PBD's house where we're planning to take over the world. So it was a very good time. Now, those of you who have been following the show, we cover all the news, even though we don't really like the news. That's what this show is. We make it funny, and nothing's funnier than the Grammys. Miley Cyrus rocked the Grammys and won her first ever, but that is not what stole the show. Jay-Z went full Kanye when he jumped on the stage, and instead of just accepting his award, he basically said, "Someone else deserves one." I'm going to read this to you. "I don't want to embarrass this young lady, but she has more Grammys than everyone and never won Album of the Year. So even by your own metrics, that doesn't work. Think about that. The most Grammys never won Album of the Year. That doesn't work." So Jay-Z was criticizing the whole group in front of them. And then he's basically giving a tip to Beyonce, which is what Kanye did in the past. Went up there and he doubled down after that. He just kept going. He said, "Some of you gonna go home tonight and feel like you've been robbed. Some of you may get robbed. And some of you don't even belong in the category." "When I get nervous, I tell the truth, though, B." So that was a little Jay-Z action. If you saw that, you enjoyed it. And I don't know. I feel like someone has been robbed. Ben Shapiro, he should have been in the Grammys because he has the number one song in America and in the world. So I'm going to ask you right over here, who do you think deserves a Grammy that never got one? I'm going full Dr. Dreidel on that one. We move right along. If you look closely at Jay-Z, it seems like he's signaling something may be coming in the future, okay? I don't know about you, but we saw this behavior from Caitlyn. So white people know what's coming next. Jay-Z might be Kate-Z coming soon. And in other news, Killer Mike. This gentleman won 3 Grammy Awards. What could be better than celebrating that? So rapper Killer Mike was then arrested immediately after a 3 trophy win. Nobody could understand what was going on. It's like as soon as you get the award, handcuffs go on, the police marched him off. It looked a little something like this. And there he goes. So not a lot was said why it happened, but as the news is coming out, we're going to fill you in. Early reports say he actually shoved or attacked a security guard or a police officer on the way to the Grammys. So how do you like that? Black man can't even win 3 Grammys and go home by himself. Gotta go in cuffs. We'll be back with more from The Right Show right after this. All right, now it's time for a little trivia. Do you recognize this gay guy? I'll give you a minute. not the one on the right, on the left. This is the Senate staffer who handled another Senate staffer's staff. If that is a little confusing, I'm going to explain it to you. A lot of people know about this story. Two men were filmed and appeared in a gay porn video in a Senate hearing chamber just about a month and a half ago. And they seem to have dodged legal repercussions. Imagine, you and I would have to register as a sex offender if we were doing the nasty on the senator's desk, but not these two. U.S. Capitol Police announced Thursday they found no evidence that a crime was committed. They will not be bringing charges against those two. Can you believe that? Because they got busted, and that bust went public. But I guess that bust was to be ignored. I'm going to let this gay guy explain more about it so you can understand what really went down.
The Senate Judiciary Committee's hearing room is a fiery place, a spicy place where senators yell at each other and grill potential judges. But last week, things in that hearing room got heated in a very different way. A roughly 8-second sex tape emerged, allegedly showing a 24-year-old staffer for Ben Cardin's office engaging in some pretty lewd conduct right at the table where senators on the Judiciary Committee would sit for their hearings and markups. Now, this staffer has since been let go. Senator Cardin, he is, of course, an 80-year-old senator from Maryland who was set to retire at the end of this term.
Unbelievable. Can you imagine? This guy's supposed to be working in the office, and instead he's getting on the desk on all fours. He works for Senator Ben Cardin. What's Ben Cardin's middle name? Dover? You could do the math there. Now, I can't believe this guy's not getting busted, because if you were having just traditional romantic affairs, you would become a sex offender. But now you can have literal gay rear-end engagements, because I have to be careful, I don't want to lose my channel. You can do that under Biden's rule and not get in trouble. Turns out the sex tape was 8 seconds long. That's got to be pretty embarrassing. I know I can last at least double that. And speaking of plowing, this young man did not want to shovel snow. His father told him, get out there, shovel the driveway for your mother, do the backyard, and then go around the neighborhood and offer to shovel for $5, $10. The kid compares what his dad is asking him to slavery, and the poor black dad just looks like you don't have a clue. Take a look.
Y'all want to hear something crazy?
They don't want to hear nothing crazy. I'm not going out and shoveling nobody's snow. You can take all the Instagram stories you want to.
My son just said that I'm treating him like a slave because I'm making him shovel the front of the house, number one.
I didn't say you treat me like a slave.
You did.
You're making me shovel. I said shoveling like a slave.
Okay, same difference.
So, no, it's not.
And he doesn't think it's a good idea to go around the neighborhood and shovel people's fronts out for money.
Because who's doing that? Who's doing that? It's 2024. Did somebody want their house shovel, they get up and shovel for themselves? And then you already made me shovel once, and you want me to do it again? No.
Yo, this new generation, boy. This is the new generation.
We go home.
We used to go get money out here.
I have a job.
We used to get, that's cool. So you double up.
Not shoveling nobody's white lady snow. No.
You supposed to see this opportunity and seize it.
No, this is not an opportunity. No, that's more work for me. Why would I do that? This is an off day at school for me. I want to lay home and lay in my bed with no clothes on all day. I'm not going out shoveling nobody else's snow. No. I want to shovel your snow. No. No.
So that young man said, hail snow, when daddy asked him to shovel it. Now, I have a question for you, okay? And we're going to ask you right here. Do you think the good Lord provided a little opportunity and shoveling a little snow, he could have made some money? He says he already has a job, but at the same time, what? A lot of people have a job. You pick up a little side hustle, you make more money, you get out of the rat race a little bit earlier. Put in the comments if you think he should have shoveled that snow. That's the problem with the generation today. I'm going to tell you this. I have a full-time job, but if someone offers me a couple $100 to do something else this weekend, hint, I will do it. So put that in the comments. Let's see what kind of offers I get. I think the father's completely accurate. The reason he's asking his son to go shovel the snow is because his son is young. He's got a good back. He's strong. And not everybody in the community does have that ability. So why not go to a few of the elderly people down the block? Would you like me to shovel out your driveway? Not only are you helping, which Boy Scouts would sometimes do for free, they might give you a tip, $20, $40, and the next time they'll call you back recurring business. Boom, more money. But no, this kid says, hail snow. I ain't doing that. We'll be back with more from The Right Show right after this. So there's a little thing called Tierra's Law. If you don't know what it is, if you've been accused of a felony and found guilty and went to jail, then you might not be able to just change your name easily because they don't want you trying to evade some sort of history. But a lot of states will let you change your name. But something that some people are doing now is they're transitioning and changing to a whole new gender. And then it's getting kind of murky whether they can find out this person was accused of this crime, and this crime. But now that person doesn't exist. Instead of Frank, the name is now Tierra. In fact, we're going to let Tierra explain why he slash she deserves more rights.
Kelly is a trans woman living in Colorado. She's a performer. She's also a convicted felon.
So in Florida, when you have three of a similar charge, whether they're misdemeanor, if they're misdemeanors and they're three of the similar charge, they become a felony charge. So that's where my felony came from, was from being a sex worker.
As she began to transition, a piece of her past always stayed, her legal name, a name she no longer identifies with, and shudders when she hears it.
Every single time, and it's horrible. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
But a new bill is hoping to change that.
I mean, this is Tierra's Law.
Democratic State Representative Lorena Garcia introduced HB 1071. It clarifies in state law that if someone has a felony and they're also trans, they can get their name changed if the court allows it.
Wow. So there it is. That voice threw me for a loop. I got to be honest. I see this person who's trans and they're like, yeah, man, we got to change this law. I'm trying to change my name. I'm like, hey, if you're transitioning, start with the voice. It's the easiest place to begin. Right? So we're going to ask you in the comments, do you believe that someone who has multiple felonies should be able to change their name, change their gender, and start to clean up their act? Because if that's true, Kayvon didn't do all those crimes. I now identify as Kayvonita. All right, we'll be back with more for The Right Show. Well, you know what? Let's just stick around on this for a little bit because I'm going to tell you, we have another situation where someone was actually behaving badly. We have Ayanna Pressley, who is the bald-headed squad member of the AOC domain there, and she was saying that Walgreens should not be closing in her community. If you don't know, Walgreens is beginning robbed and just kind of looted, and they have a new rule: if anything's under $1,000, don't chase, just record it, fill it out. But if 10 people come in wearing a full-blown ski mask, you're not going to really catch anybody. So Walgreens decided, let's shut the doors. Ayanna Pressley says, no, you can't do that. Take a look.
Walgreens is planning to close yet another pharmacy in the Massachusetts 7th, this time on Warren Street in Roxbury, a community that is 85% Black and Latino. This closure is a part of a larger trend of abandoning low-income communities like the previous closures in Mattapan and Hyde Park, both in the Massachusetts 7th. When a Walgreens leaves a neighborhood, they disrupt the entire community and they take with them baby formula, diapers, asthma inhalers, life-saving medications, and of course, jobs. These closures are not arbitrary and they are not innocent. They are life-threatening acts of racial and economic discrimination. That is why I joined with Senator Markey and Warren to demand answers from Walgreens CEO. Why was there no community input, no adequate notice to customers, and no transition resources to prevent gaps in healthcare? Shame on you, Walgreens. Having a website with talking points about health equity and underserved communities is not enough. Walgreens is a multi-billion dollar corporation that needs to put their money where their mouth is and stop divesting from Black and brown communities.
Oh my goodness. Only a radical left-wing Democrat could blame Walgreens after getting robbed, burned out, looted, the staff members beat up, security guards shot, stabbed, and otherwise hurt, and say, you owe this community, stick around. A community store is there to provide a convenience if they can get a profit in return. I'll be honest, to go get a Gatorade for $4, $3, $4, $2 for $5, I believe, that's a good deal. That's very convenient. So I would be mad because now I don't have a convenience store. What's going to replace that convenience store? Something a little more secure, like a check cashing place with plexiglass, or a gun store, or a liquor store where the guy behind the counter has his own 45 and he's going to be able to handle his business. So the question is, why do they want to blame Walgreens so bad? Walgreens does not have a commitment. This is not a shelter, a government-sponsored shelter. This is a corporation. So the left, you got to get it together, because Florida, we're booming. We love business down here. Texas, doing great. But anywhere the left is in charge starts to fall apart. Think about that. And somebody noticed that, a little guy by the name of 50 Cent, okay? I'm going to show you Curtis Jackson. 50 Cent noticed what New York was doing, and there is a tweet going around from Mayor Eric Adams saying, the New York administration will soon start handing out prepaid credit cards to migrant families being put up in Big Apple hotels. 50 Cent did not like that one bit. He said, WTF, Mayor Adams, call my phone. I don't understand how this works. Somebody explain, because I'm stuck, and maybe Trump is the answer. So there you go, folks. When 50 Cent starts coming around, you could usually find him in the club with a bottle full of bub, but now he's thinking about going to the ballot and checking Donald Trump on it. We were told for 10 years Trump is a big racist, and don't talk to him, don't vote for him. And now one of the biggest rappers of all time is giving him a tip of the hat and a nod to maybe vote for. And if you are being manipulated by news ever, I want to show you how easily mainstream media can fake the news. Because obviously when Trump was saying it, we've got fake news, everybody, there is fake news, absolutely. The left thinks he's joking. They think it's a meme. They think it's not accurate. This video shows you how the sausage is made. Take a look right here.
Check out this post and article by The Hill. Notice this picture? Protesters outside the New York courtroom with anti-Trump signs. How does this pic make you feel? If you love Trump, this may upset you. The weaponization of the justice system. If you hate Trump, this may vindicate you, knowing there are people out there that understand your cause and protesting on your behalf. Either way, you are manipulated to feel that way by the fake news. Check out this video. This is the actual video of this picture.
There's two people.
It's two protesters, most likely paid, and 30 mainstream media cameras. They're just to record it. Now check this out. Did a quick reverse lookup on this picture. Can you see how many news articles this picture was used all over the world? I mean, I'm still scrolling. The same exact fake pic.
Wow. There you have it, folks. The media crops, they edit, they blend, they show you the protest signs. Oh, everyone must hate Trump. Pan out. Two people. Two people there. We've got more people right now working this show. And I'm going to tell you, it's a very low budget for now. But soon we're gonna grow. We got Victor over there. And so if someone comes to protest me with one sign, that shouldn't be representative. And by the way, those people that came on January 6th, also protesters. They didn't bring weapons. They didn't bring guns. And now they're doing life in prison for an insurrection that never happened. You think it's fair or not? Put in the comments. We'll be back with more from The Right Show right after this. All right, this is kind of a fun thing. As a comedian, it's a redemption story. When you work in Hollywood, when you do comedy shows for Netflix, Comedy Central, Saturday Night Live, SNL, Sorry Not Laughing, whatever you want to call it, we have a little problem. You see, if you don't bow to the radical left, they kick you off the platform. That's why they can say, there's really no good conservative comedians out there. Look at our platforms. They're not on here. They start to kind of curate their own talent. So we got a guy named Shane Gillis. You might recognize him. Take a look. Shane is a happy-go-lucky guy, very creative, funny, kind of a guy you'd want to have a beer with. And he was famously fired from Saturday Night Live after getting hired. So they did a big announcement. We're hiring Shane Gillis. People are like, who is this guy? And they worked double time to figure out who is this fat white guy and how did he get on a show, which we're trying to make more spots for minorities. It can't be that he's talented, good at acting, good at writing. No, no, no. He's racist. We have to find out. And sure enough, sadly, Shane gave them the smallest amount of rope to tie him up with. We read here, Shane Gillis is now going to host Saturday Night Live 5 years after he was fired from the show for offensive comments. How is that for a redemption story? So big applause to you, Shane, because you have to be very good at comedy to get fired from a show unceremoniously, work your way back up, and then the show's like, dang, you are good. Can you host? My question is, if he was too racist to be on the show, then why are you letting him host now? I think he should be hired and given 5 years of back pay for that. So, I'm going to read this to you. After SNL announced that he was no longer a part of the cast, in which he said he respected that decision, he then went on to say this. And this was his apology. It feels ridiculous for comedians to be making serious public statements, but here we are. I'm a comedian who's funny enough to get SNL. That can never be taken away. Of course, I wanted the opportunity to prove myself on SNL, but I understand it would be too much of a distraction. I respect the decision they made. I'm honestly grateful for the opportunity. I was always a Mad TV guy anyway. Well done, well done. Well done putting them in their place in that apology. So this is all what went down 5 years ago. I gave you the backstory. And what did he say that was so bad? Well, comedians do podcasts. Podcasts is give you an open mic for an hour, one day, maybe one day a week. So in the last 10 years, he's probably had about 1,000 hours of podcasting. And in one of the podcasts, he said he doesn't like Chinatown, the food looks dirty, and I think he saw a dog in one of the windows. He didn't want to eat the dog, you know, or like, oh, this is delicious, what is it? Oh, it's dog. And he did the impression, oh, it's a dog. And they said he's a racist. I'm like, that is, you're gonna fire a man, take away his lifelong dream because he said, oh, it's a dog, you know? Not the best joke in the world, but he admitted that. The other thing he did is he made a few jokes about LGB. So what did they do after they fired Shane? They replaced him with an LGB Asian guy to show that they're woke, they're sorry. Here's our 300 pounds of flesh sacrifice, Shane Gillis, and now we will put the gay guy there. Did we do good? So I'm gonna ask you, do you think it's a great thing that Shane Gillis is back? Do you think he should host? And do you like my idea that he should get paid 5 years worth of back pay for taking this position since they waffled and he never did? Can't wait to hear it, because that's going to be one of the biggest stories in comedy when it happens. Other big news in comedy is Elon Musk is one of the funniest billionaires around. Elon is proposing a new idea. He wants to open up a school. He brought this up 3 years ago. He's doing it again. He wants to open the Texas Institute of Technology and Science for the merchandise alone. So he's tweeting this. He's back on it again. Millions of people are upvoting this, retweeting this. They want him to open TITS University, the only place where you actually want D's. I hope you like that joke. A's are okay, B's are better, C's are good, D's. And I don't know about F. That might go, F still might be a fail. I don't know about you guys. That'll be up to you guys. Everyone has their own interests. But this isn't the first time Elon has been hilarious. Elon has always been funny, even with the naming of his cars. Now, I'm surprised some people still don't know this, but when Tesla first came out, he wanted the Model S. Then he wanted the Model X and the Model Y. And in the middle, he wanted to put the Model E, but that's already owned by Ford from way back in the day. He tried to buy it. They wouldn't do it. So he just made it a 3. But we all know a 3 is a backwards E, right? So when you spell out the names of his cars, you have the S, the 3, the X, and the Y. Elon has been trolling us for a decade. Hats off to you, my favorite funny billionaire comedian. And on his way to be a billionaire is none other than Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan signs another deal people believe to be up to $250 million worth on Spotify, and things are heating up. He's now going to get to post some of these podcasts on YouTube, because for the longest time, you could only get it on Spotify. Well, they're going to put it on more platforms, so you might be able to basically obtain his podcast a lot easier. And you're not going to need to do that, because we have our own podcast here. We have our own comedy here, and I think you're going to love it. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to not take my word for it. What good is it if I tell you how funny we are, how good we are? I want you to take the word of Candace Owens, the number one female African-American conservative on podcasting, on TV, on college campuses. She got a hold of one of our comedy sketches about United Airlines, how they'll hire anybody now just to hit a quota. She was laughing so hard, she shared it on her show. This warmed my heart. I've made it, Mom! Mom, Candace is showing us on her own show.
None of us should want to fly in the skies with pilots that have been installed there to fill a DEI initiative. United Airline CEO came out and said that they just had a magic number that they wanted to hit. They want to make sure there's more women. They want to make sure that there is more Black people, which means that their efforts to employ people, which, by the way, is fundamentally racist and sexist, judging people by how they look and things of that nature, is really going to harm us as the flyers. So, of course, me, Charlie Kirk, have come out and said, that makes us nervous to fly. We're going to wonder now when we see a Black person or a woman whether or not they are qualified or whether it's just the United CEO trying to hit his quota. I personally want to live in a world that's a meritocracy. Please, I don't care what color they are. Just make sure they can fly this plane. That's it. Which is why it brings me pleasure to present you guys with this hilarious clip. This comedian's name is Kayvon, and he took a stab at the hiring process of United Airlines. Take a listen.
So, what makes you qualified to be the next United Airlines pilot?
Porque soy Latina, mujer, inmigrante, sé cocinar.
I've always had an interest in flying. Just a little concerned I'm
narcolepsy. What makes you qualified?
I just love flying.
I have over 10,000 hours of flight time, and I did 3 tours in Afghanistan.
Any history of mental illness in your family?
My uncle has Down syndrome.
Perfect. Can you get in here for an interview?
Huh?
And I'm a woman, so I would love to be a woman pilot.
Did you march for BLM?
No, but I put the black square on my page.
A lot of people did that. Love it. Of course. Hired.
May I?
Hired. Fantastic.
You're hired.
Hey.
You're hired.
So what makes you qualified?
Well, I'm Black.
Black? Hired.
That's it?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're hired.
I'm paralyzed.
Not paralyzed from having a job. You're hired. Thanks.
I mean, that's it. You're Black hired. Amazing. That's what's going on, you guys. Fly with caution. By the way, guys, if you'd like to follow that comedian, again, he goes by Kayvon, but his real name is Kevin Moezy. We will include everything, all of the links in the bottom. You can follow him on Instagram. You can follow him on YouTube. Be sure to check.
Oh, I feel like it's Valentine's Day, and Candace is like a pretty big crush, right? Don't worry, folks. Candace is already married, so it's very innocent, but very happy to see that. And I love that she said that. Now, she did say his real name is Kevin Moezy. My real name is not Kevin Moezy. My real name, I've never lied to you, Kayvon Moezy. So keep it easy. Now we're going to ask you, the audience, we need your help. We need to know, what kind of sketches do you want us to make next, all right? You can be on the writing side, because we're going to read these comments. Should we make fun of a political interview? Should we make fun of a dating app? Should we make fun of something going on in the society? Let us know. We're going to kind of go through your suggestions, and we're going to make a funny clip, because we got Valentine's Day, Super Bowl, we got 4th of July, we got St. Patrick's. There's a lot of things coming up. And of course, there's work-related issues and pop stars. Put it in the comments. Can't wait to see it. The reason I say that is because Super Bowl's coming up, and we made a very chaotic little Super Bowl commercial. I want to see if you like it. This is the last thing we're going to show you here on The Right Show, but we always like to end with a little laugh. So this is what it would look like if a salsa was so good, you tried to propose by putting the ring in it, and what happens if somebody ate it?
I'm gonna propose to Christine.
Again? You proposed last year at the hockey game. She said no. I was on the Jumbotron.
Put the ring in the salsa.
How great is that, right?
Oh, great. You're really gonna make me bring in the groceries yet again by myself. Yeah,
girl! Here's the salsa.
Oh.
Ray?
Definitely gonna need more salsa.
Hellman's Mango Salsa. You can't help but inhale it.
Just get more salsa.
What an idiot. I mean, God, who puts the ring in the salsa, all right? Please let me know how you proposed to your special loved one. Did you do something creative? Did you put in the champagne and she didn't notice and she drank it? That is what we want to hear from you. Folks, we've made it to the end of The Right Show. This is the news for people who hate the news. We're waking America up with laughter, and we're going to laugh our way through politics. If you want to see a live stand-up comedy show, all you got to do is visit the K-Vaughn comedy website. We got Houston, Arlington, Carson City, Nevada, Tacoma, Louisville, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Appleton, Wisconsin. Podcasters, if you're listening, k-vaughncomedy.com, get a seat and get ready to laugh and laugh your way through the weekend, because folks, I had a blast with you and I'm glad we could do this. We tell the truth through comedy, even if you don't want to hear it. We'll be back next week with a whole lot more from The Right Show. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.